Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 21, Pretoria 24. The Ladysmith Regional Court in KwaZulu-Natal has sentenced a former DA councillor, Michael Buthelezi, to four life terms plus 15 years in prison for the murder of his fiancée and their three children in a house fire in Bergville in 2023. He was also convicted of arson and giving false information to the police. National Police Authority regional spokesperson Natasha Ramakasuna says Buthelezi had a violent history and threatened to kill his fiancée weeks before the fire.
The NPA welcomes the successful finalization of this matter as it underscores our unwavering commitment to ensuring justice for victims of gender-based violence and serious crimes. We hope that this outcome brings some comfort and closure to the families of the victims.
Trade union COSATU has welcomed the appointment of the new Unemployment Insurance Fund board. COSATU says it is ready to work with the Labour Minister to fix the mismanagement, corruption and outdated systems. Spokesperson Matthew Parks says the Federation will push expanded coverage for atypical workers.
It is critical that government remember that the UIF is funded by employees and employers and not the fiscus. It must serve workers efficiently at all times. UIF funds when invested must be done in a manner that supports and creates jobs and improves the sustainability of the fund. The days of lecherous entrepreneurs and other shady characters helping themselves to these funds must come to an end.
The National Health Department is set to launch an organ and tissue donation campaign this Saturday to raise awareness around this life-saving process. It is estimated that more than 3,000 people are on a waiting list to receive or either organ or tissue donation in South Africa. Masa Chaba Sefolaro reports.
The Health Department's Foster Mohale says the lack of information impacts people's willingness to donate organs.
It is for this reason that the Department of Health, in collaboration with stakeholders in the sector, including Organ Donor Foundation, South African Tissue Bank Association and National Kidney Foundation, will on Saturday launch a campaign in order to intensify awareness.
Living donors can donate organs like their kidneys, while the heart, pancreas and liver can be harvested from deceased donors. One organ donor can save up to 7 lives and transform over 50 others. Masa Chaba Sefolaro for Jacaranda FM News.
And a ban on disposable vapes goes into effect across the UK tomorrow in a bid to protect children's health and tackle throwaway culture. Those flouting the ban will face a £200 fine, while repeat offenders risk up to 2 years in prison. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar. Wifnies die eer, a DA raadslid in KwaZulu-Natal, is 4 levenslange vonnisse opgedien vir die moord en brandstichting.
Awesome. Thank you, Emil. All right, it's Spur Celebration Saturdays. Your chance to win with Spur coming up just now.
Jacaranda FM plays... Like this.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, just raise.